Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Stone. Pitching for the New York Mets, George Stone. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Singleton throws the ball into Foley, who tags Hahn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner scores. Staub moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. George Theodore pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. George Theodore now playing left field. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Han is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Han hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayshore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Renko for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Breeden moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Breeden scores. Bailey moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayshore bunts towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Milan covering, for the out. Bailey moves to third. Singleton moves to second. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella is walked intentionally. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 2 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 1 in the game. Theodore hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger pinch hits for George Stone. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Buzz Capra now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bacabella strikes out. One out. Boots Day pinch hits for Steve Renko. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.